U.S. pro skier Kyle Smain killed in Japanese avalanche. By Lara Gwynn on January 30, 2023. Professional skier Kyle Smain, 31, died in an avalanche Sunday afternoon in Japan on the eastern slope of Mount Hakuba-Noragura, according to multiple sources. Halfpipe gold medal winner Smain had spent 10 days in Japan on a promotional photo shoot for Icon Pass in Nagano Tourism, the Mountain Gazette reported. Smain and another pro skier, Glacier Washington-based Adam Udiarasis, went for another run down the slopes after they were done working for the day, and that's where they came in contact with the avalanche. It was the last run of the last day of our trip. We had no camera gear with us. We were going out for fun, Udiarasis said. We heard the crack. We realized it is a big one. We started running and then we got hit. Grant Gunderson, the photographer for the trip, recounted what happened on his Instagram page. Adam, Kyle and the other skier tried to run. Adam was buried 1.5 meters deep for 25 minutes and is unscathed. That is a miracle. The skier buried next to him died from internal injuries. Kyle was thrown 50 meters by the air blast and buried and killed. At least five skiers were caught in the avalanche, but Smain and another skier from Austria were reported as the only deaths. We are deeply saddened by the loss of athlete and friend Kyle Smain. He will be very missed among the Tahoe community and by his fans around the world, Altera Mountain Company, which owns Icon Pass, wrote. Our thoughts and condolences go out to his family and extensive community of friends. Sierra at Tahoe said of Smain, South Lake Tahoe's Kyle Smain turned heads in 2015 when he won the Halfpipe FIS World Ski Championships in Austria. This former ski racer graduated from Sierra Nevada College in May of 2014 with a 3.95 GPA. He finished 9th in Superpipe as a rookie at XG Asp in 2016. In a touching post to his Instagram page on Saturday, Smain wrote of skiing in Japan, "This is what brings me back to Japan each winter. Unbelievable snow quality, non-stop storms, and really fun terrain that seems to get better than more exploring you do."